We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Don't let me ever say that I can't replace Jesse. Not only did I replace him, I replaced him with two dudes, of course. Welcome on in to the PHNX D-backs podcast. My name is Derek Monti, occasionally known as the mayor of PHNX. And I'm joined by the MVP over here, Sean DePaz.
That's
and
fine.
Over here, Fodge himself, Lord, Overlord himself, the one and only Jacob Franklin.
It's
Jacob,
fine. One of these days, I'll win an MVP award.
Maybe.
One of these days.
I'm going to just win them all.
Look, there's
they're going to name it the Sean DePaz Most Valuable Player Award.
There's plenty of great players that never won an MVP.
That's true. Posh. But then there's just some who did, you know.
I'm just saying.
And didn't deserve it. Andrew McCutchen.
Oh, there's plenty of people.
Then there's some who did.
That don't deserve some of these contracts that are being given out right now at MLB. But we'll get to that shortly. Of course, this show is brought to you by the fine folks at the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. My vice mayor, Jesse Friedman, is on assignment at the winter meetings in San Diego. Oh, woe is him. But he is there in the midst of all of this craziness going on because there are some big names signing with new teams today. Trey Turner, breaking news, signs a $300 million contract, 11 years with the Philadelphia Phillies. Guys, the National League representative for the World Series gets a little bit better today.
Yeah, I think Trey Turner is a great fit in Philadelphia. I think Trey Turner is a great fit pretty much anywhere he goes. Now, obviously, these long-term deals, you never know what it's going to look like
it's
in the
crazy.
11th year, right?
Like 40 years old when this deal is up. And it has a no-trade clause as well. Full no trade clause.
Yeah, yeah, so you don't know how that's going to work out, but anything that gets taken away from the Dodgers, I am
That's what I am here for. I am 100% here for Trey Turner being out of the NL West because he had two meetings with the Padres and it started to scare me that we were going to see him remain in the NL West. What are your thoughts, though, on signing a guy that's going to be 40 years old by the end of this contract?
Yeah, I mean, when you're a team that was in the World Series, like, that's a sacrifice you're willing to make, right? Like, you are willing to potentially jeopardize a little bit of your future if it means you can get even one ring out of Trey Turner. So, I mean, this is just one of like a bunch of really good teams that have gotten better already.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Jacob said, I mean, it's a fit that makes a lot of sense. And when you have a position that was not, you know, you didn't have somebody dominating in, and now you can improve in that position. It's scary if you're a team in the NL East, which thankfully we are not.
Yes, absolutely. But the NL East did lose a big piece, but they also now have a new foe to deal with. Yeah. Jacob deGrom signs a 5-year, $185 million deal with the Texas Rangers, who continue to spend an outrageous amount of money. So the New York Mets replace him with Justin Verlander.
Was he good last year?
Verlander? He won the Cy Young.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He was slightly good.
Yeah, just
he was
all right.
It's kind the of Astros good. Got scarier with Jose Abreu. Yes.
Yeah.
But they got less scary because you subtract their Cy Young Award winner. However, their Cy Young Award winner is also like, he was also 40 years old.
Yeah.
Correct.
Pretty much. So
two-year deal worth $86.6 million. Can you imagine being paid $43 million for 1 year of work?
Yeah. No, I cannot.
You aren't.
Would be pretty nice.
Shit.
Stop it. I need to renegotiate
my deal.
I do love seeing a team that is not the Yankees or the Dodgers spend a lot of money, though.
Yeah.
It is fun to just have another team that it's like, I mean, they tried to do this with Seager and Simeon, right? But it didn't pan out to a whole lot last year. But
nearly,
I like that they're
nearly
trying.
Nearly $500 million.
Yeah.
They're headed in the right direction.
Yeah,
though.
I like that they're trying.
The Texas Rangers are headed in the right direction. I think you give them about 2 to 3 years and that team gets really, really scary fast. Yeah. I mean, you just have to hope that Jacob DeGrom, like, I was a very staunch advocate that Jacob DeGrom would not fit here in Arizona only because I do not want to overpay for a guy who ends up on the injured list every single year.
5 years seems a lot for Jacob DeGrom as far as time-wise. Not the amount of money, but like you said, I don't know if I personally feel like Jacob DeGrom is going to even have a career that lasts 5 more years, but that's only because he seems to, again, like you said, be kind of injury prone.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I like just in general, I think it's like kind of an interesting way to look at it. But like when you look at the Rangers organization in general, they're a team that they got a new stadium, they got new uniforms, and now they're making a push to like actually be relevant on the field.
Sure.
And I think it's like, obviously, we tend to think about baseball in the context of what's happening on the field and just as a baseball team. But it's very interesting that like ownership from a business sense is like doing this all now. And it's interesting for the Arizona D-backs, who a lot of people want new uniforms, and I feel like there's growing talk about how long Chase Field is going to last. And it's just, I feel like from a D-backs perspective, it's kind of interesting how the baseball decisions line up with the business decisions.
Yeah, for sure. I understand that. And honestly, that's the it's the reason why it feels like this year would be a good year, at least for the time being, to maybe return back to the old teal and copper and all purple and all that. But I don't know if they're going to go that route. I think that the Rangers, though, are a case. I want them to do it.
Yeah. Do it.
But the Rangers are a case of, like, do you like how they're spending money? I mean, they're spending a shit ton of money. I mean, you can, but is it being spent in the best possible way?
I mean, I don't think anybody can doubt that Jacob DeGrom is quite possibly the best pitcher in the entire major leagues. Like, he is so dominant when he's healthy, sure. Right? He's capable of a lot. It's just he has not proved that he can stay healthy.
Yeah.
Right. So like it sketches me out a little bit, but I do think the Rangers are building something that they can compete with. It's not that they can't compete.
Yeah. I always get a little uncomfortable when teams just try and go. I mean, if you're on a team like the Dodgers, then they've proven that. But even they haven't really I get a little uncomfortable when teams seem like they're just like they're going to go and try and buy a ring, essentially. And not from like a morality standpoint, like I not like sit here and complain about the Yankees buying all the rings. But like there's teams that kind of build up to becoming close to contenders and then they go and get a couple of pieces. It seems like the Rangers were kind of just bad and they're like, we're going to start buying really big names and hope it turns into a contender. It makes me a little worried, like, because like I said, they went and got two really big names on big contracts and they didn't really do anything last year. And I'm not sure that one, although it's a very good pitcher, how much that is going to change that.
Well, they bring in Bruce Bochy, so I feel they're trying to bring in a manager that has that experience and that caliber of managing this level of talent, like superstar kind of caliber guys. I just, again, at times there's this thought process that where the direction baseball has gone, I don't know if bringing in these older managers and such is always the case. However, Brent Strom is a huge advocate for, you know, analytics coming in with his managing and kind of combining it with what he knows about being a pitching coach. So I don't feel like it's necessarily an age thing as much as it's an accepting the newer way things are done. But also in regards to Verlander's deal, is $86.6 million too much for a 40-year-old guy?
No, I think Gabriel points it out in the chat. Randy Johnson was 35 when he signed with the D-backs. Now, I know that's a different number. However, I think we're starting to learn that age is just a number when it comes to pitchers, right? If you can reinvent yourself in positive ways, I think that there's no limit to how, I mean, there is a limit to how old you can be, but like you can still pitch into your 40s and still be semi-successful. You might not throw 99 like you used to, but if you can reinvent yourself into a guy that has a lot more control than he did when he was younger, I think there's a lot of room for success.
Yeah. My thing is like when you're a team like the Mets that is really relatively close to being a legitimate, or I mean, they already are a legitimate World Series contender. And obviously, you lose DeGrom. Like you need to replace that in some way. And then the fact that it's a lot of money, but it's only 2 years. Like it's not a contract that they're locked into for a very long time. So when you talk about the concerns with the age, like they're obviously trying to win right now.
Yes.
And they will be able to do that if they can win right now. They'll do it without having jeopardized their future, like potentially the Phillies have with the Trey Turner contract.
The funny thing about Verlander getting this deal was he wanted a Max Scherzer-like deal, and he got it from the exact same team that gave Max Scherzer that deal, right? And they are on Max Scherzer's timeline, right? They only have a limited amount of time at this point to win. So like you said, they are definitely in a win-now kind of mode. But the other news coming out lately that I wanted to discuss before we bring Jesse in is Fred McGriff, the crime dog, was selected as the newest member of the Baseball Hall of Fame. And once again, Barry Bonds, Curt Schilling, and Roger Clemens were all denied. Are we still doing this? I mean, is this still a thing?
But Barry Bonds is a Hall of Famer.
Barry Bonds is a Hall of Famer. So I'm not going to get into a whole thing about Curt Schilling, but my thing is that I think part of being in the Hall of Fame is also representing the game in a good way. And I think obviously Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, like these are guys that have done steroids, but they did it in the steroid era when everyone was doing steroids. And they haven't necessarily represented the game in a poor way the way Curt Schilling has. Like just who he is as a person outside of the game. And I think it leaves a little bit of a black eye on the Hall of Fame in a different way than it would if Clemens and Bonds specifically, because Bonds had a Hall of Fame career before he even started doing steroids. Like the first 10 years of his career were Hall of Fame worthy. So Schilling, I don't have a problem with. I don't think he ever will. I don't think that's something voters want to even touch. But Bonds and Clemens, Bonds specifically, they deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
Just get over it. Get them in. Schilling, I agree with you. It's not just his actions. It's not just the way he hasn't represented the game well. I feel like he is very ungrateful. He said, don't put me into the Hall of Fame and such. So it's like, okay.
His numbers dropped by like 24%. I'm pretty sure last year he had 71.7% of the votes. He was right on the cusp of being nominated. Right. And he said, you know what, forget it. Don't put me in. And they dropped. It was like 47% or something like that.
Off, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know an athlete. I mean, yeah, we've had some sons that have kind of let me down in the past. But I don't remember personally a Valley athlete that we've had that's taken the turn that Curt Schilling has, right? Like this guy, literally, it's hard not to be appreciative for him as a D-backs fan because the Diamondbacks would not have won that World Series without him. However, he has turned into a giant piece of shit. can't stop running his mouth.
Yeah, I will say it is one hell of a power move to be like, you know, you're not going to vote me in? Well, fuck you. I don't want to be in. Well, like, you can't really fire me. I quit.
Yeah, it's like, right. Well, we're like, well, by all means. We could have voted you in next year, right? You know, like that was.
We actually weren't going to fire you. Oh, it's too bad I already quit.
Right. But anyway, speaking of getting fired, we have Jesse Friedman on the line here coming to us from the winter meetings. Damn. And of course, I have his replacements here next to me in case he wants to stay in San Diego. But we definitely need to pay for him to have a better Wi-Fi connection. Jesse, how you doing, pal?
Hold on.
We're still figuring out. Jesse's just sitting there smiling.
He's just standing and waiting.
Down in the overlays? Overlays?
This is some behind the scenes. Gonna... hold on one second, everyone.
Jacob's
stay tuned.
Get up and jump up there.
Yeah.
But, Jesse,
you gotta drag his camera under the lower.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is under the lower.
We'll get it for you soon.
Sorry,
we'll
everyone. Here's actually some behind the scenes.
Yeah.
See? Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, I don't know what to do.
His Wi-Fi connection isn't good enough for him to even be on the show. What's happening right now?
I'll unmute him so he can at least speak.
Yeah.
You have to publish the scene.
Yeah.
What can we do?
Just publish.
All right. Well, everybody, here's giant blurry Jesse.
Here's giant blurry Jesse.
Oh, man.
What's up, buddy? How's San Diego? Do you have any sound? Is it just him smiling?
You know, San Diego would be better with better Wi-Fi. the beach is great, but the Wi-Fi is not. So I don't know if you guys can actually hear anything I'm saying right now. But we're actually rolling on the hotspot right now because apparently they didn't plan for having like a million people on the same Wi-Fi network. So that my mouth is probably not moving like with the
wind. No, you're good. We can see you. You're just blurry.
We're making it work.
giant blurry Jesse. All right. Well, we were just talking about the hot stove getting much hotter today with the signing of Justin Verlander and Trey Turner now to a $300 million 11-year deal with the Philadelphia Phillies. What are your thoughts on these signings, Jesse?
Yeah, I mean, I think Trey Turner going to the Phillies is not a big shock. He was watching your reaction 10 seconds after I said that. Entertaining right now. Anyway, I'm just going to keep going. So I think Trey Turner is he was sort of poised to go to an East Coast team.
Oh, man, we had him.
You would think that they would plan
on like that's always what he wanted to do. 11 years, $300 million is a lot of money. Total value.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think we should keep this one short.
Well, Jesse, we're going to mail you out a better email connection or internet connection for tomorrow, but definitely do your best to gather as much information. Make sure, like I said, don't let Mike Hazen out of your eyesight and report back to what we got going on. It feels like some big things are going to continue to happen at these winter meetings.
1, 2, 3. Maybe Mike Hazen will let me in the hot spot. That's what I'm going to check on. I'll report back.
All right. Thank Sweet, you, sir.
Thanks.
All right. Sorry, everybody, for
giant blurry Jesse. We had to add that to your day.
We will praise him. We praise the giant blurry Jesse. And of course, make sure to read all of his wonderful content over on
Gerald gets that in awkward camera angles.
Gerald gets fiber optic internet and poor Jesse gets a broken payphone. Thanks, Gabriel. That's an accurate description. But of course, make sure to read Jesse's stuff over at gophnx.com. If you're not a diehard already, sign up to become a D-backs diehard over at gophnx with your diehard membership. Of course, we're giving you a free shirt or hat every year. We're giving you 20% off merchandise over at the phnxlocker.com. We have so much great merch. We got hoodies now, by the way, which I'm going to live in once mine arrives. So make sure to grab those. Members get a discount at all times. Exclusive members only merch, not to mention the diehards only Discord lounge, which is the best place to be an Arizona sports fan, and so much more. So sign up over at gophnx.com for a membership. And if you're watching us right now on the PHNX Sports YouTube channel, we once again apologize for Jesse's internet connection. We thank you guys for being here.
Espo texted me.
Oh, yeah.
He said, is Jesse reporting from the moon?
Yeah, he is.
It did. I'm pretty sure there was better service when they landed on the moon the first time.
It was a solid, low definition connection.
You see those? It's almost like they're fake.
Stop it.
Anyway. That's for the tinfoil.
Is Jesse not actually at in San Diego?
I don't know. That would be a good way to hide. The only way that could be worse
is an entire country's internet provider going down while you're there. Yeah. Oh, wait. He's just starting
MOON.
MOON?
Look.
I was like, what?
Get out. Anyway.
I was like, that's not how you spell San Diego. There's no M's in San Diego.
Thank you guys for watching us right now. Make sure to subscribe to the PHNX Sports YouTube channel if you haven't done so already. Sign up for notifications. That way you won't miss when any of the shows go live. This guy over on ASU Sun Devils, they're always doing fun stuff.
2 p.m. today.
They are some hooligans over there. But of course, make sure to also subscribe to us on your favorite audio podcasting app if you're listening to us right now there. Leave us a review as well. Well, of course, whether Jesse is here or not, it doesn't matter. It doesn't stop anything that goes on this
show. Looks like he's moving better.
Maybe.
I don't know. We'll see.
Let's just keep going with the show and put it in preview mode so we can look at it.
Yeah. We'll see if he can come back to us. But the biggest thing about this is whether Jesse is here or not. Every day is Earth Day on this show. Every week is Shark Week. And every Monday, we go to the mailbag. Let's go.
Always something interesting in my mailbox. I try to get to everything in my mailbox. And then once in a while, there's a letter that makes me go, wow, my mailbox.
All right.
Ooh, that's a banger. I never heard that before.
That's a banger. First question comes from our friend Rick Hughes. And Rick Hughes says, thinking McCarthy is the most likely outfielder to move, could Jays be talked into moving a catcher to fill a need with Jake? This is something we've talked about a few times on the show. And yes, absolutely. I think this is something that the Jays could be talked into. I think what might be holding this up, what might prevent it, is honestly the Arizona Diamondbacks might be getting offers that are more tantalizing right now, depending on who they might be getting in return. Some of these young outfielders like Jake McCarthy are highly coveted by other teams. So, of course, if we can get more for them. I'm sure the Diamondbacks are going to pull that trigger, but still feels like there's a chance a catcher might be in their future. It seems like that might be one of their needs.
Yeah, I mean, Toronto has a few guys, Danny Jensen, Alejandro Kirk, both of whom I am pretty familiar with. Saw them play a lot in AAA Buffalo. And then Gabriel Moreno. They have the options there to trade, and I wouldn't hate it. I do think that, I mean, are we all in agreement at this point that McCarthy's probably the most likely outfielder to be traded, right?
There's a case to be made that he would be the best option to be moved.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about his expected batting average and everything last year and whether or not last year was a little bit of a fluke, but
exactly.
I could see it. It definitely seems like a possible option. One of the routes I could go with these young guys.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah. Jake McCarthy was kind of my guy last year. Like I would really, really dislike to see him be the piece that's moved. It's tough for me because Jesse and I had this conversation quite often last year where it just felt like Jake McCarthy's numbers were maybe just a little too good to be true.
Yeah.
So he might be the most likely to go because you're looking to sell high on some of these guys, right? Like Varsho is an everyday MLB player, right? He's got a 5 war. It's as much as I think Varsho would be the guy that I would deal because I just have not seen enough consistency and he's had the most at bats at this point. And you could still get the most for him out of the three in the trio. I think McCarthy is the one that has you have the best chance of selling high on.
Yeah,
I agree. It's him and Varsho. Those two. Varsho, actually, I think, could be even sold at higher. But I feel like Varsho's numbers and his consistency speak to the idea that he's going to be better for a longer period of time. I mean, more consistent. Jake McCarthy may have had his peak in this season, and that's the reason why. Really, out of the four, you know, you're not moving Corbin Carroll, and we talked.
If you move Corbin Carroll, I throw hands.
Yeah, I mean, we all right.
One for Sandy Alcantara.
Yeah, right. Oh well, okay. I'm not against that.
Yeah, there's some exceptions.
There's some exceptions, but I will say that, like, obviously, that leaves three guys left, and Alec Thomas just didn't have a great end to a season. So it's just,
what are you going to get for Alec Thomas?
A low value right now, right? The only thing that you're going to get is maybe you fleece the White Sox for him because they just want him so bad in the organization. But who knows? But I think that Jake McCarthy, of all the outfielders, is the most likely to fill a need with some team.
And
friend of the program. But
What else we got, Leo? Speaking of friends of the program, this guy, Gabriel, another known troublemaker, bold as bronze, he asks, will making a big-time free agent signing be more to attract fans, new season ticket holders, or to legitimately make this team a contender next season? I feel like it's to legitimately make this team a contender. I feel like that would be what the purpose of the move is. However, I do think that there's a little combination of that with the Diamondbacks when it comes to making a big splash in free agency. I think sometimes when they sign – when they got, you know, a Zach Greinke or a Madison Bumgarner, I do feel like part of the reason to put that much money in a name like that is to put butts in seats.
Added value.
It is because it's a business, right? It's a business on top of trying to win baseball games. I mean, Madison Bumgarner, he didn't have his best year in San Francisco before they signed him here. And it's not like you signed him to earth-shattering money, but you definitely signed him to a large contract for Aaron in D-backs terms, right? So it's one of those, like, does Madison Bumgarner move the needle for some fans? It does, but, like, are we willing to sacrifice quality over having butts and seats? Correct. I mean, ask the Tampa Bay Rays, because they're the case year in and year out. They aren't going and making the flashy moves, but they continue to, you know, see success, and they don't see people coming to their games.
They find quality players, and they're usually young quality players. And then the Tampa Bay Rays are almost like a dude that goes to, like, a swap meet or, like, garage sales and finds something that he knows is worth money.
That he bought for a quarter.
And then he shines it up and turns around and sells it on eBay for $200, right?
Yeah. I mean, the thing about baseball is, like, it's a long season. So if you're signing guys with the express purpose of getting butts in seats, like, that is going to wear off eventually if the team's not good.
Sure.
So I'm sure there would be added value, but I don't think anyone out here is trying to sign, especially in the D-back situation, trying to sign someone for the sole purpose of getting butts in seats. I mean, they get butts in seats as it is for visiting fans, and you're going to get different players now with the way the schedule works out. I don't think signing like a Xander Bogaerts is going to move the needle so much that people need to go to every single game, even if they're still losing games. So I don't think it is an added value to some guys like a Madison Bumgarner, but I don't think it is the reason that you'd sign someone like that.
Yeah. All right. What else we got, Leah? Gabby Deer, the real Gabby on Twitter, asks, do you see a Lovello extension coming? Well, I think it's tied closely to how this team does this year, right?
This is it. This is the barometer year for sure.
And do you think that's going to come mid-season?
No, no. I think they give them the full year.
Okay. Yeah,
because they're in a position where they could definitely contend for a wild card spot, but I don't think that they're like, we're going to contend for beating the Dodgers in the division or the Padres in the division. Like, they're not there yet.
Yeah.
But this year is one of those, like, you want to see them.
Yeah.
Like, even last year, they were semi in the race. I guess you could say semi in the race.
They absolutely were. Yeah. Like, they fizzled out there in the last 2-3 weeks of the season. But yes, at a point, they were less than double digits away from a, you know, from a playoff spot and controlled their own destiny if they could have, you know, been a little bit hotter there at the end, right? Like, they played some of the teams that were ahead of them at the wild card, but right, they just came up short. It's still that improvement that you wanted to see from 2021, but still just not enough, right? Like, I don't know how connected it is to the team making the playoffs, but it definitely feels like that's
yeah, I feel like if you get to the playoffs, it's a pretty surefire way to lock in an extension. I feel like an extension probably is coming because I just think that the floor is pretty low for this team. Like, it's going to take something pretty bad for this season to be a failure. Because, I mean, like you said, the last year they overachieved. And obviously that raises expectations for this year. But, like, I don't think you can come into this season with that mindset of, like, it's playoffs or bust. If they don't make the playoffs, blow everything up. Because, I they overachieved last year. Sure. I think they should be closer and probably accomplish at least what they did last year. But I think things would have to go really, really wrong in a way that I don't really see them going wrong in order for him not to get an extension.
Mike Hazen mentioned in the press conference for Castro coming over, Miguel Castro, that one of the reasons why Castro wanted to come over here was the infrastructure in place, meaning the coaching staff.
Yeah.
He was specifically talking about players being excited to work with Brent Strom.
Brent Strom is and such a draw for pitchers.
It's such a draw, but I think it's also Torey Lovello. I think Matheson, I think the entire coaching staff right now, the way that it's constructed, is a draw for a lot of these young guys, right? So I don't think that they necessarily want to do something dramatic there when it comes to the coaching staff, but I do feel like without substantial success, I don't know how long they would even want to extend Lovello for, right? I mean, they can extend him and still fire him at any point, so it's not like that's the end all be all, but I feel like Torey Lovello has a fantastic, you know, reputation, not only with the organization, but with everybody. And I feel like they want to make sure that, you know, he can bow out gracefully, that they don't have to fire him in the middle of the season and replace him, you know, with Bannister or somebody like that. Right.
Yeah. So, him and Mike Hazen have too good of a relationship for that to happen.
Gabriel makes a good point. Like, if the D-backs spend money on a big name, like, that changes the expectations.
Sure.
Like, you go and get someone big and the expectation immediately becomes, okay, now this is a playoff team, and then they don't make the playoffs, that changes the situation, I think, for Lovello. So I think as it stands right now with how the roster is made up right now, I don't necessarily think you need to make the playoffs for the season to be a success, or not a success, for it to not be a failure. But I think if they were to have gone and got a Xander Bogaerts or something crazy like that, then the expectations come a lot higher.
Well, I don't know if I'd call them deals, but some MLB teams definitely got some Christmas presents all squared away. How are you guys doing on your Christmas shopping? You doing?
I have not started.
I gotta get working. Yeah, I gotta get working.
I'm in the same boat, Sean.
Yeah. I already have presents wrapped under the tree.
Ooh,
bitches.
Look at you.
That's
look
the way you. It goes.
Derek Amazon. Is that bitch.
I am that bitch. Yes, absolutely. Thank God to all of the online retailers that make it easy, and I could stay home and be sick at home, but also still shop. So make sure you guys check out morefurniture.com because you can do exactly that there. Their holiday clearance event is happening now. At More Furniture, and you can save up to 50%. And honestly, I know it might not be a gift for people, but you gotta realize that this time of the year is coming and that you're going to get good deals. So you wait until this time of the year to get that couch, right? Even if it's just for yourself.
Of course.
That's always what I buy did for Black Friday. Presents,
always buy yourself presents.
Always buy yourself. Treat yourself.
I won't
That's
lie.
The best part of being single and alone.
Yeah, no.
Out
I'm,
here.
I'm,
out here.
I'm an adult father.
I'm
going to
buy gifts for anybody.
I bought myself.
Two dads and a dude.
Two dads and a dude. I got to buy kiss for my cat, I guess, but that's it.
I got a. Avengers Nano Gauntlet with the Infinity Glove. The thing, because I'm a child.
Man. Okay. What are you going to use that for?
Nothing.
The vibes?
Nothing, Jacob. That's not the point. Don't ask me that. That's the same thing that my wife asked me.
What am
That's
I going to use?
Don't tell her what I
What
I
am I going to use any of my random baseball memorabilia for? Yeah. Nothing other than to be happy when I look at it.
Exactly. Joy. Pure joy. Don't let guys like him steal your joy. Get yourself
That's
whatever
why
you want.
I'm the MVP.
That's right.
He's
That's
just
why
the overlord.
That's right. But this guy also is drinking the Four Peaks Advent Calendar beer pack.
Yes.
And honestly, there's no better gift to give yourself than the gift of beer this holiday season. Four Peaks still has limited supplies of their December Advent Calendar box. Best part about it is you're behind, so that means you have to drink
a bunch of beer
the first like 4 or 5 days worth right now, right?
And it's not always they got the Kilt Lifters and the Hazes in there, but yesterday I got a barley wine, a bourbon barrel aged barley wine. Like,
interesting.
I didn't even know that was something they did. So you're gonna get some stuff that you can't get anywhere else in these Advent Calendars.
That's awesome.
So there you go. For $55, enjoy specialty beers, tall boys, and more barley wines, as you said. Purchase this at their 8th Street Pub in Tempe. We're sad because the U.S. and Mexico are both...
Transition.
I know. No, we're sad because the U.S. and Mexico are out of it, so we have no more watch parties. But that doesn't mean that the World Cup still isn't happening, right? Mm-hmm. We might get together and still watch the later rounds of the World Cup, so make sure to stay tuned for that and pour one out for the red, white, and blue with a Four Peaks.
Wah, wah.
That's right. Meow. Anyway, getting on to more Mailbag Monday questions. Leah, what else do we got? D-backs Network at D-backs N asked, will not Nick Ahmed be shipped? Marte deals and possible Bumgarner deal now spring, or he's a D-back on opening day. This guy over here is praying.
Please.
Please.
Wait, what part? What part
Nick
is
Ahmed.
Got,
please.
Nick
just
Ahmed.
Go.
Madison Bumgarner.
He could fly into the sun for all I care. I'm not right. I don't want to see. I disagree. I want him to stay in the in MLB only for the express. The sole purpose of I have a friend who's like a huge Madison Bumgarner fan, and every time that he pitches, I get to text her and tell her that he's washed. And I enjoy that part. So if he wants to stick around for my enjoyment only, sure. Otherwise.
Bye.
Look,
bye.
Nick had his time in the Sedona Red. He had his time. He got paid. I'm ready to see him go.
Yeah, he's still a good player representative. He's the first
he's
guy
good
to reach
player,
out to
sure.
Kyle Lewis.
Sure.
But yeah, I'm with you. Nick Ahmed,
he's just
Marte,
not enough.
He probably doesn't have any. He probably has not been worth less than he is right now, right? How you're going to move him considering his new contract.
There was a
and
point
the fact
in time where they were talking about DV Garcia coming back for Ketel Marte.
Yeah, I know. If I had to guess, I think all three of those guys are on the roster at the start of the year. I don't think any of them are getting moved, sadly. I think eventually you might see a Madison Bumgarner move away from being in the starting rotation full time.
Sure.
But I don't think you're seeing him anywhere else.
Well, our next question.
Other than the rodeo?
Is kind of related. So Gila it's
River?
Kind of the same. In a van down by the river. That's where we want.
In a van down by Gila River for the rodeo.
I mean, the next question was, should we trade Melanson and Bumgarner? It goes right along with that. Yes, and thank you to Corbin _ Barrels there.
In theory, yes.
What are you going to get for Mark Melanson?
What are you going to get for either one of these guys? And who's going to take on their contracts? And
I could see somebody willing to go on for Bumgarner. Melanson is just no.
Well, the thing about Melanson though is that I feel like with Melanson you can hold out a little bit of hope that maybe he'll rebound this year and he'll be okay. Madison Bumgarner is clearly at the end of his career. He's not getting any better. Yeah, there is. Literally zero value.
Melanson was just confusing considering the year he came off with the San Diego Padres. And honestly, it's kind of like the questions that we get about are they finally going to lock up the bullpen? Well, they went out and got two closers last offseason. They tried. It's not like they didn't. It just didn't work out. And this is kind of what we were talking about when it comes to spending the money. But spending it the right way. Melanson wasn't even a bad deal. Melanson wasn't a guy that was good at one point and then was coming off of some bad seasons. That seems to be the Diamondbacks MO lately is trying to find a guy that had some good seasons, but lately has not been great. Kyle Lewis, the injuries that he has occurred, but maybe we can get him back close to where he was at one point.
I will say this. With Melanson specifically, I almost wonder if it's considering the money you've paid him and stuff like that, there's a pressure to play him. And at times it was a little bit of a liability. If it's not almost worth just, Charles said, trading him for a bucket of bubble gum just so you don't feel that pressure to put him out there where he can blow games for you.
That's the bigger thing. Does he? Is there a point where he is actually a detriment to the team going out there and starting
addition by subtraction?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it would need to be at that point where the Diamondbacks had enough starting rotation guys where that he could be easily he could be moved to the bullpen.
It could be like a mid-season trade deadline kind of move where you get guys coming up, maybe you make moves and you don't need him as much. But like I said, I think at the beginning of the season, you're going to need him.
It could be Brandon Pfaadt, Dre Jameson, and Ryan Nelson all being in the starting rotation behind Merrill Kelly.
Yes. Yeah, you just got to trust the process.
A prime situation, but it'll take a little bit of time to get there. So to the original question, like I would be shocked if Mad Bum was not on the roster at the start of the year.
So the only thing that concerns me with that rotation that you just listed is where's your lefty coming through? You have to have a lefty in your rotation to break
up
the...
Absolutely. And you're not getting that with those guys right now. So next question. This one comes from Patrick Martin on Twitter at LuckMartin317. He asks, with Lawler hurt again, should we target one of the shortstops? No. I don't think that Lawler is on any kind of time frame that's going to delay from what?
He should be ready for season.
That's what Hazen said. Hazen said that his injury is not going to keep him from missing any time. And honestly, I don't want that anyway. Like, that's the weird thing about Nick Ahmed being shipped or whatever. Like, Perdomo, yes, can play the position. We saw him do that last year. I don't mind Nick Ahmed staying in the rotation this season in order to still be part of that. I'd still like to see Perdomo get a lot of time. But nothing. I don't want anything to get in the way of Jordan Lawler's progression up to the main roster, which – probably isn't going to happen at the earliest at the end of the season, but most likely until 2024.
September call-up would be my guess, just like Corbin Carroll.
That could definitely be the case.
If you were going to get a shortstop, Lawler's injury is not going to change that. Like you only do that if you have plans to already move Lawler to third or something like that, or a shortstop you can move to third. But like obviously, I think of this in the context of Xander Bogaerts because that was like the last, I guess, big shortstop that was talked about here. But like in that situation, the injury has nothing to do with it. You're doing it because you think Lawler fits better at third or whatever it is. So I don't think the injury impacts it, but they're not shining a shortstop or a big name shortstop at least.
Right. And that's what we've heard. There are some big name shortstops available. There are some names that have been connected at times to the Diamondbacks, and it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Go get Javi Baez next year.
They have so many other needs to address.
Yeah. Like you got like that was my thing with Xander is like if you're gonna go get him and spend the money on him, cool. Like, I love Xander Bogaerts. It would be fun, whatever. But you can only do that if you know you have the resources to go address the problems that you actually need to address right now, in addition to spending all this money on Xander Bogaerts. Like, if you can go get Xander Bogaerts and fix the bullpen, cool. But if you're sacrificing working on the bullpen to go get Xander Bogaerts, who doesn't really fit this team right now, what's the point?
I won't lie. I didn't like hearing the Diamondbacks connected to that. I don't even really like the Diamondbacks being connected to a lot of big name free agents now because honestly,
trust the process.
Right. Yeah, we've seen it in the Valley too much.
They still haven't figured out their core, right? And again, we know who looks like is part of their core, right? And I mean, there's a good chance that one of those guys gets moved, but right now, I don't feel like this team has even defined themselves yet. This could be the season for that. The next offseason is the year where you make that big move or that big free agency.
Yeah, I feel like my credibility is I need to clarify the Javi Baez remark was a joke.
The chat was coming for Sean's throat right now. They're like, no,
he was just the first short free agent shortstop that I thought of when I think of next year. But please not
Javi Baez.
I'd rather have Perdomo.
Brett Johnson says that lefty is going to be Carlos Rodon, and obviously in regards to
the rotation. That's a big name you can go.
Josh says it's going to be him.
I love it.
Can we get Josh to have a tryout? How hard can you throw, Josh?
Josh made a picture of me as like
either of you lefties?
No,
man, in 1933, so he made me feel very old. And I appreciate Josh on
Derek on a barrack?
Yeah, no, don't start.
Wait, what was it?
No, it wasn't Derek on a bear. It was me at the opening of the Golden Gate Bridge, I believe, is what he made a picture of. But that's a whole other thing.
You gotta get Derek on a Derek.
Josh, your memes are hurtful.
That's Josh, don't stop them.
I like the Sean on the lawn one.
Leah on a Kia.
Leah on a Kia.
Leah at IKEA.
Oh no. Leah on an IKEA. Hoodie game is strong right now on the show, says Chris Melton. Just need Phoenix. We really do need Phoenix. We need
Phoenix. Oh, man, I'm all left out.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
I've got a quarter zip.
Sorry, he's got
not all bad.
And not even one of your other shawls or whatever.
Cardigan?
His grandpa's sweater?
Or your fancy sweaters. And that's what's in his mailbox, because that's our next question. The next question from Jacob at Jacob Schult 2 on Twitter asks, guys, what's in your mailbox?
Got a lot of cat stuff recently.
Cat stuff?
Getting sent for my new cat.
Oh, yeah.
I ordered a new cat. Plus, I finally officially changed my address. So I've been getting all of the welcome to the neighborhood. Where is your, here's your 15% off at whatever stuff.
Yeah, nice.
I'm not going to use any of it.
Well, but that makes sense.
It's cool. No one sends me stuff.
Got a lot of baby stuff recently.
That you're being mailed or that you...
Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff that was on our registry, has come in through the mail. Just a lot of there was a random company that just sent us formula to test out, and I'm like, the baby ain't even here yet. Let me just drink it myself.
The best part of turning 18 is you get a free razor from Gillette. I don't know if...
Oh yeah, I got that pack. Yeah, I got that pack.
Shit was like, you're a man now. You can shave. It's like, I've been shaving, and also my beard still doesn't connect.
Right,
so
that's a weird thing to assume that I just grew facial hair at the age of 18. I guess mine is just filled with all the Christmas gifts that I got going on right now. I literally ordered everything from all sorts of different vendors. I got a arcade 1-Up game in my mailbox. Yeah. That's what I got.
I want someone to send me a letter. I want a stamp.
You just want a stamp.
Ooh, my grandparents still send me letters.
Really?
That'd be dope.
There's something about anybody that cares about me that much. Getting an actual piece of mail from another human being.
I want a handwritten letter with a stamp on it.
We'll get everybody Sean's actual mailing address so that you can send him stuff.
Brett,
mail it to the office.
I regret to inform you.
The address is on the website if you want to mail me a letter.
Brett, I regret to inform you, Sean has not named his cat. His cat is nameless.
What?
Whatever the name you want it to be.
Do you feel wrong?
Yeah, because originally I was going to name it Turco because I was going to get a boy cat, and then I couldn't get the boy cat. But then Turco doesn't really fit her. Her name was Baby, but I don't really like Baby as a name. But I call her Baby a lot. Mm-hmm. She reminds me of a lemur, so part of me wants to call her as a Boomafoo. Oh, but that's a really long name.
That's a good name.
I think her name might officially be Zaboomafoo, but also part of me wants to keep it a joke and just never give her a name.
Well, it's a cat, so it doesn't matter what you
name exactly.
Because you're never gonna call
her. I literally call her Baby. I call her cat. I call her you fucking idiot.
You name her. Pss, pss, pss.
Yeah.
It just needs an official,
when you go to a vet, the vet needs to have it filed under something.
Jesse keeps calling
us. He's going to try one more time.
My cat's name is Jesse, is giant blurry Jesse M. Freeman. No, I think I'm going to name it. Oh, man. Should I name Sean DePaws? No, it's going to be Zaboomafoo DePaws.
Yeah.
But D-P-A.
That's great.
Zaboomafoo DePaws.
We just named Sean's cat on this show.
There it is.
That's what happens when you get us on the show. You get the three great minds on the show.
This is what happens on Metal Mike Monday.
It looks like Jesse's moving.
No.
Yeah.
No, don't let him in. Do we let him in? I don't know. What do we do?
I think we should try.
Let's let him in. Let's see what Jesse's got going on. Let's see what Jesse's got cooking.
Ooh.
Hey, it's behind the thing now.
He's slightly blurry, but
still pretty big. What's up, buddy?
There's still about a 5-10 second delay on my end. So if you have to just sit and wait for me to respond for a long time, that's just sort of the way it is.
We'll start doing
better
the
than last time.
But hey.
if it's good enough, if a 5-second delay is good enough for ESPN, it's good enough for us.
That's right. All right. What big deals have you unearthed out there at the winter meetings so far?
Obviously there are some bigger things that have happened already today. The winter meetings has kind of lived up to the hype on day one so far, with obviously the Justin Verlander deal happening this morning, as well as the Trey Turner deal. So a lot of things going down here. There's certainly, kind of an excitement in the air here at the winter meetings, just given all of the action that I think has already happened and a lot of the action that people anticipate will be happening coming up. From a Diamondbacks perspective, I do have something somewhat interesting to share. Mike Hazen was on MLB Network Radio earlier today, and he was asked, of course, about what the Diamondbacks are looking to add. And something interesting that stood out from that is that Mike Hazen said that the team is looking to add a right-handed power bat in the long term. But he said that now is not the time. I don't know exactly how to interpret that, whether he's just saying a deal of that nature isn't imminent. You know, maybe it's still possible at some point in the offseason, but just like now as in like today isn't the time. Or it could be interpreted as now is not the time, in that, you know, maybe this offseason isn't the time. Maybe the Diamondbacks are comfortable, you know, being very heavily left-handed, and maybe they're, you know, if they do make a trade of some sort, maybe they're looking to add in some other area. So I don't know exactly how to interpret that, but it was an interesting comment that he made earlier today.
He's been a little cryptic, but he keeps leaning towards, for the most part, the Diamondbacks being in on the action. And this feels a little bit more maybe like, well, and you and I discussed this, but there is no need for them to do anything right now. And I don't know if internally they really feel like they're close enough as a team to being like, you know, a World Series contender to make that big move right now at this point.
I'm just dying at Josh's comment.
Yes, right, Judge to AZ confirms in the chat comments. Yes.
The profits were great. Absolutely. We really killed it in Q3 this year. But anyway, it's interesting. Based on what Mike Kazin has said in the past, it does seem like there's a sense of urgency here to improve. And like we talked about on the show the other day, he's kind of talked with some mystery about, you know, what the Diamondbacks might be looking to do, you know, talking about maybe something that we haven't traditionally discussed going down at some point here. So, you know, maybe it's not a right-handed bat. Maybe the Diamondbacks are looking to add in some other way. But I still think we can confidently say that, you know, they're going to be active in a lot of different ways this week with regard not only to the trade market, but also to free agency. So we'll have more in a couple hours here. Mike Kazin will speak to the media for the first time at 5:00. So maybe we can get some clarification on all this stuff at that point.
All right. Well, I look forward to talking to you tomorrow and getting some more insight from the winter meetings. Thank you so much, sir. And he's gone. Oh, he's still there.
We didn't address how good Jesse looks, by the way.
I'm on a mission.
Oh, yeah.
You better.
Yeah, we didn't address how smoothly you're dressed, by the way. You're representing us well out there.
The blue suit coat. You can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. All right, my man. We'll talk to you later.
See you, Jesse.
There we go.
All right. Now he's out.
That was fitting.
That was perfect.
That was a fitting way to end that.
Yeah, that was absolutely perfect. But, of course, looking forward to Jesse bringing us all sorts of insight from the winter meetings all week long. So stay tuned for that. Of course, if you haven't done so already, make sure to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make yourself some money. I know this guy over here.
I've been good. Last night, I live bet the Buffalo Sabres. After the first intermission, simply because of the jerseys they were wearing, they then went and scored. They were down one after the first intermission. They went and scored two goals in the first five minutes of the second period, won the game 6-3 in total, made some money there.
What jerseys were they wearing?
The red and black throwbacks, like the jerseys that they wore in the early 2000s that I fell in love with.
Buffalo.
With like the goat head. Yeah,
the goat head.
It was free money. So just that's how you should make your bets, is based on what the teams are wearing.
Every single time. Absolutely. But download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Sign up with our promo code of PHNX. Place a $5 pregame moneyline bet on any NBA team to win their game, and you will get $150 in free bets if they do. That's promo code PHNX only at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Boys, the hot stove is just now getting hot. It's going to be a big week for MLB. I know, it's kind of wild because MLB is the only sport that it takes that long to preheat it, right? Yeah, it's like the gas isn't hooked up for a little while when it comes to the hot stove. But once we get to the winter meetings, stuff starts popping. So, of course, Jesse will have more updates for us. In the meantime, you can follow all of us on Twitter. I'm at @Cap_Caveman. Sean is at @Sean_DePaz. This guy over here is at @Jacob_Franklin_4. Jacob_Franklin_4?
You would never get it right.
Oh, God.
This is unnecessarily complicated. Just make it PHNX_Jacob.
Yeah.
Okay.
See? Nice. That's how hard is that? Anyway,
I solve problems.
Jesse is at Jesse N. Friedman. This guy's the MVP. Leah is also here. But all roads lead to @PHNX_DBacks and _sports on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We thank you guys so much for joining us. On behalf of everyone here, mostly Leah, we thank you guys so much for being here. And remember, kids, baseball is fun, but it's so much more fun when you report on it from the winter meetings.